All right, joined here by our funny car champion, Robert Height, who was the number one qualifier this weekend and went on to win the race in what was a truly dominating performance. So, Robert, last three races, this team has really started to show its teeth, especially this weekend. So I guess let's start on Friday.
Yeah, exactly. I guess timing's everything, boy, to get your act together. This is a weekend that you dream about. I mean, these things, these cars are hard to run, okay? They're finicky. Lots of things can happen. But to do what we did this weekend, roll in here. We smoked the tires in Sonoma. Terrible. Wasn't even close. And Jimmy Prock says, we are not going to do that again. We're going to race smarter. We're going to be better. Roll in here and rode in four flat the first run. Soft. Good enough for number two. And then right after that, all seven runs, we were low ET of every single session. And, I mean, that gives you, as a driver, so much confidence. But just amazing that you can have that kind of dominating performance. I tell you what, though, in the final, my heart stopped. Okay, final round, you just want to roll in there, stop, be ready. And this thing doesn't have a lot of tug on it, okay? So Jimmy runs a lot of stall in it. And you let go of the brake, this thing doesn't really want to roll. So I took a chunk, and it lit the light. Blinked on, off. Okay, this isn't what you want to do in the final round. You want to get in there and be ready. I gave it a little, let it go of the brake again, and the tree come down. Tommy Johnson left on me. He probably rolled it in, but I was as shallow as can be. But when you can run 89 and just stand on the gas somewhat on time, you're going to win these races when you have a car like this.
When you mentioned tug, just for people who don't know what tug is, you're talking about the amount of kind of preload on the clutch, right?
Yeah, so like when you let off of the clutch, the engine doesn't fall much, okay? And what all that does is it lets the engine get a run at the clutch, and it makes everything, sets the run up.
Sure. So, but it makes it more difficult for you because the car doesn't want to move at idle.
Yeah, basically. You just want to basically in the final just roll and stop, be ready, see it leave, okay? And you don't care about lane choice the next round. You don't want to take too big a chunk, but just be ready. And when this thing lit the light off, oh, my God, my heart stopped. It worked out. But, you know, I've never won here in Seattle, okay? 2005, my rookie year, Eric Medlin beat me in the final, and I've never been to another final. So this is pretty cool. And then that trophy that they give you here in Seattle, along with the Wally, pretty cool. It's got all the 30 previous winners.
A lot of good names on there.
Man, John Force, 11 times on there. That's pretty crazy. But on the front of it, it's Robert Height and the Auto Club Chevy. So good job to these guys. Man, I tell you, this is a lot of fun right now.
You were also today, your win was the 250th funny car win for John Force Racing. So if you can speak to that a little bit, kind of a cool milestone there as well.
It's a huge milestone. You know, it wasn't that long ago that I got 200th for John. We were racing Mike Neff in Topeka. So one of us was going to get it. And I ended up edging Neff out and got the 200th win. And it doesn't seem like it's that long ago, but we've amassed 50 more. And I tell you what, with the way our cars are running, I think 300's maybe next year.
So, coming into the dog days of the season, this is where the hot races count, and this car was spectacular on a hot racetrack.
Oh, without a doubt. That's what really gives you confidence is, okay, last weekend Sonoma ran 80 flat, almost 340 miles an hour. Okay, so that means we have a good combination when it's cool, and then you roll in here, it's hot, and you can be number one qualifier again, be low ET just about every round. That shows that my guys really have a handle on this thing. And a lot of times that's not easy to do. You can have a good cold weather tune-up and not a hot weather tune-up, or vice versa. They've got it going on wherever we're at. And I think this thing will run 330 down a dirt road. It's fast.
Had to beat a couple of teammates to get there today. Do you even think about things like that?
Yeah, I do. You know, Courtney, you expect to race, you know, a teammate in the semis. That shows you qualified well, and you wind up in the semis together. Racing John second round, that's not ideal. It's not what we want to do. And, you know, Jimmy Prock didn't take either one of them lightly. We're racing those Chevys. We know how good they can be. So, rather be racing in the final, another Chevrolet. But, you know, to win one of these races, you've got to go through a heavy-duty lineup, okay, to get a Wally. And Tommy Johnson, the final, that's a great car, great team. Number two on the side of his car for a reason. So just gotta take them one at a time and pick them off like we did today.
Now that the Western swing's over, are you ready for a little bit of a break?
Yeah, but John really don't have a break. John Force and I are going to Norwalk, Ohio next weekend, do a little match racing, and use it as a test session. Hopefully get a little better.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Robert.